You're listening to Archer Radio. Today's Monday, June 6th, 2005. We have lots of things to talk about today. First up is my weekend update. What did I do this weekend? I'm sure everyone wants to know. Well, the boyfriend and I weren't together for like the last week and a half, 2 weeks. So we, because he had family in town, not because of anything bad. And we were able to get together this weekend, spend the whole weekend together. Friday night he came over to my house, my condo, Studio A, whatever. And we drank a bottle of wine, sat around and caught up and, you know, did other things, as you know. When two gay guys get together, you know what happens anyway. Enough of that. Then on Saturday, we, you know, I had my $400 gift card that I got from work. So I decided to go shopping, and I had bought some stuff on Friday, but it was the wrong stuff. I was going to do a podcast on Friday and ended up not doing that because I bought all this audio stuff, and it was I didn't know how to configure it, or it was the wrong stuff, I don't know. So I ended up taking it back. Well, on the gift card, when you return something, the money doesn't show up on the gift card for 7 days or something like that. So I didn't have as much money to go shopping as I thought I would on Saturday morning with the boyfriend. But we went to Apple anyway, and I returned the stuff that I bought at Apple and bought a couple other things. But I still need more piece to put it all together, which they didn't sell. So I have to get off the web. Anyway, we went shopping and then at the Apple store. And then we were going to go buy some clothes because I needed a few things. The gift card had enough money left over so that I could buy a shirt and a tie. Now, I am not a tie wearer. I don't wear ties normally. But the boyfriend and I are going to be going to a dressy event in July, I believe. So we went and we were matching shirts and ties and found a really nice, very up-to-date, modern, you know, whatever, fashion plate kind of striped shirt. It's a Tommy Hilfiger. And of course it's buttoned down because I only wear buttoned-down shirts. And then we went and to the tie section, and they must have like 6,000 ties, and the boyfriend was really good about matching shirts and ties together, and we found this really nice, it's actually purple, a purple tie, and I think it goes really well with the shirt that we bought. So I'm clicking on things on the computer. Let's see what else. Okay, so we went shopping, then we had some lunch, and then we're lazy for about an hour or so. No. Then he went. He had to go home because he had things to do, and I had things to do. So then I met back at his house at 6, and then we went to the Gay Men's Chorus of D.C. their concert at the Lisner Auditorium with about 3,000 other gay men. It seemed like there was every gay man in the DuPont area was at this concert, but concert was really, really good. The singing was beautiful, I should say. I'm not so sure that I cared for the selection of songs, but the singing itself was very good. And the thing is, I thought we got there in plenty of time. Our tickets were at the will call window, and we had to stand in line for what seemed like forever. And then right when we got up to the window, one of the ticket taker guys said, "Oh, we're opening this other window, and you know, move over to this window." We moved over to that window, and that window never opened. And they said, "Oh, we're now taking them at the table inside." So, you know, it was just a big clusterfuck of where to get the tickets and stuff. But and I was sweating like a pig, because you know, we've now started a mini heat wave in the Washington D.C. area, and it was hot as hell on Saturday night, and I was wearing long pants and long sleeve, what was a light shirt, but a long sleeve shirt, and my biker boots. So I was hot as shit, and I was sweating like a pig, and I thought, oh, God, I look like crap. My hair is kind of wet on the sides from sweating, and we finally got in. I mean, we finally got the tickets and found our seats and stuff, and it was no problem at all. The concert was good, but and I finally was able to cool off, you know, while the concert was going on. So it was very nice. So then after that, we met up with a friend of the boyfriend's, and we went to... we were going to go to a different place to have just something to eat and something to drink, but then all the places were closed because the concert got out so late. So we ended up going to TGI Fridays, and that place was like, as Mr. Poos would say, that place was broke down. There were a lot of people there, and it wasn't very, well, it was fine. We just had some nibbles, and I just got something to drink. Then we went home because we were tired. It was like 12 o'clock at night, you know, and old people can't stay out that long. Not that I'm old, but, you know, I just get too tired. So then the next day was Sunday, yesterday, and we got up late. We slept in and fooled around for a while. And then where did we go? I guess we spent the day... God, I can't remember. It was just yesterday. What did I do? What did we do yesterday? We laid around. I guess we did a little... Did we go shopping? Yes, we did. We ran some errands and had lunch. We ran some errands and had lunch. And then, but the big thing on Sunday was we met a friend of the boyfriend's at Kincaid's down in D.C., which is a really, like, high-class restaurant. Her boyfriend was a bartender there, so we went there and sat at the bar and had a bottle of wine and some nibbles and chatted for like 3 hours and just had a really good time. It was a really nice evening we spent with W's. That's the boyfriend's first name. W's friend and wine and chit-chat. It was good. Then after that, I was thinking that I would spend the night at his place, but I had to get up early today and do some things, so after we went back to his place, I just grabbed my bag and left and said our goodbyes, and it was a really good weekend, so we had a really good weekend together. It was good getting back together after, you know, having 2 weeks of not seeing each other, so that was very nice. We had a very nice weekend. Next up is, because I've gotten a couple emails and a couple of comments about David. Did he ask the trainer guy out on a date, and what's the update on that? Well, I decided to call this segment Dating with David. So Dating with David, I got an email from David saying, well, I'm not going to read the whole email. I will paraphrase it and just tell you that basically David had this invitation to go to this like open house at this retreat place, this new bed and breakfast that's not too far from our area. And so he thought, I will ask the trainer out, you know, to go with him to this open house, this this retreat. And so he called the trainer boy and I believe left a message. I should read this again so I can actually get all the facts straight. Let's see. Let me take a drink of water here. Okay, let's see. Okay, actually, I could just read this, and you would get David's accounts exactly. Maybe I'll just do that. So he said, here's the update. Yes, I did ask him out. Actually, I asked him out to the open house at the retreat, and he accepted. The plan was that he would call me Sunday after his workout, and that I would pick him up from the gym around 11:30. Unfortunately, after I had returned home from the gym that night, after dropping him off at his house, that I had thought that the open house was this Sunday, as in yesterday, when really it's next Sunday. So Friday night after work, I left him a voicemail message to tell him about the date mess up. And he had done the same with me a couple of weeks ago, blah, 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 blah. On his voicemail, I explained the date screw up and that I was still interested in doing something today, meaning Sunday, yesterday, and for him to give me a call. Well, it's almost 6 p.m. on Sunday, yesterday, and I haven't heard anything since. I left the voicemail with him on Friday. Nada. Zip. Zilch. Am I surprised? In some way, not really. Am I angry? Yeah, kinda. Angry at him for being an inconsiderate ass, and angry at myself for letting my emotions get in the way of my better judgment. I'm hurt. Even though the plans had changed, I still feel like I was stood up since he didn't call. Maybe it's better this way. You know me, and being stood up, I don't give second chances. That's true. So David did ask him out, but the guy has never returned his phone call or, you know, let him know if he wants to go or not. So, and that was, he did this on Friday, and now it's Monday, and he hasn't heard a word from him. Now, I know that today's Monday, and David goes to the gym tonight, and he's probably going to see Mr. Trainer at the gym. So if he does, I wonder if he's going to say, you know, speak to him, or if he's going to ignore him, or what. It'll be very interesting to find out. So the update right now is that he did ask him out, but that he never heard back from him. But in the next segment of Dating with David, we will find out if David confronted Mr. Trainer at the gym and what happened. So you'll have to stay tuned with Dating with David. Very interesting. Moving on to other things. I was going to talk about my shopping update. I was actually going to talk about how much I hate shopping. Shopping sucks. I need to take another drink of water. Plain water. It's good, but it kind of dries your mouth out. Let's see. I was going to talk about how much I hate shopping. As you know, on Friday I went shopping myself and I bought a whole bunch of technology stuff. And I'm thinking, okay, great, now my podcast will be great and I'll have great audio and everything. Well, I get it home, hook it all up, and it's not what I wanted it to do. The thing I bought was more like an output device where you run stuff through this device and then out to something else. And it was too confusing. So I just said, fuck it. So I returned it on Saturday. What I have figured out that I need is like a mixer. I need a mixer to plug in microphones and the audio from my laptop, and then record it to the desktop or to the iRiver. So that's the route I'm going to go now if I ever get all the equipment I want or feel that I need. So shopping sucks. Next up is I want to talk about, or just let you know, that I mentioned this before. Victor at typicalpcuser.com played a sweeper where basically you give a little plug for someone else's podcast and you play it. They play it on their podcast and you play it on yours or whatever. And remember, I played his sweeper on my podcast, and he played the sweeper that I made for him on his podcast. And his podcast, as I told you before, is all about PC technology stuff for the typical PC user. Now, this is not Macintosh, so you Mac boys out there, don't be thinking that it's about Macintosh. Anyway, so I haven't listened to his podcast yet, but excuse me. I know somebody out there hates that. I think it's Jimmy McBean, but too fucking bad. I think that's who it is. Anyway, so Victor played my little sweeper on typicalpcuser.com, and actually I should play it for you here. Here's what I submitted to Victor for a sweeper. Hi, this is Archer from Archer Radio. If you have a PC, I suggest you listen to Victor at typicalpcuser.com. And that's all there is to it. So I was basically giving him a little plug for his podcast. It's time for listener email. Let's start with Mr. Poos. I called Mr. Poos's voicemail on Friday and told him that he needs to get off his fat ass and put some pictures on his website. Well, he sent me a message saying that he put pictures up on his Flickr account. Well, first he sent me a message saying that he had put up pictures and told me what they were about, but he didn't tell me he didn't give me the link or anything, so I had no idea where they were. Well, then he wrote back. I wrote him that, and then he wrote back saying, "Oh, I put them on my Flickr account under Poos." Well, I've gone to Flickr, and I can't find them anywhere. There's nothing with Poos under there. So, Mr. Poos, if you're listening to this, I don't know where they are. I can't find them. Maybe I'm just being stupid. I don't know. But I can try this again. I'll go to Flickr again and see if I can find them. Let's see. Can you hear me tapping in the background? Now, let's see. I need to find... I don't even know where to go. What do you click on? Groups? People? Let's do people. No, that's not right. Groups? No. Oh, let's do that. I don't know if that's going to work. Nope. See, there's nothing for Poos. I can't find anything with Poos. So, Mr. Poos, you're going to need to provide the link on your podcast or on your webpage so that I know exactly what, you know, what's going on. What is, you know, where are those pictures? Because I want to see them. He described them, and they sound like they'd be really fun to watch, to look at. So, Mr. Poos, put a link on your website so I can see the pictures. Okay, next up in the listener email was, of course, an email from Peter. And Peter, we were talking about... what was it we were talking about? Oh, he was talking about the last conversation with Homer was sweet and... Oh, yes, he said, have the boyfriend and I decided a new nickname for him yet? And the answer is no. So Peter, for the time being, he's just going to be called the boyfriend. And when I refer to him on the blog, he's just W. So sorry, Peter. And by the way, Peter, I hope the weather in Germany is good because it's hot as hell here. Currently, at this very moment, it is 88 degrees, and it is hot as hell. I don't like it. But luckily, my air conditioning is working very well. Excuse me. Next email I got was from a blogger who is on LiveJournal who got the link to Archer Radio from my good blogger buddy Homer. Because Homer posted it on his blog one day last week. When we had the conversation on the telephone with Homer. And then this guy went to listen to the show. And then he sent me an email. And his name is copperred.livejournal.com, I think it is. I will tell you for sure right this minute because I can click on it right there. Yes, it's copperred.livejournal.com, and his name is Carl. Oh, and he has updated his, template on his blog, on his live journal. Anyway, he mentioned about the show, and then he wrote about it on his June 3rd, on Friday's entry on his live journal. He says, "I have nothing to say except that you must all go to Archer Radio and listen in. It's what I've been doing for the last few hours." So he must have been downloading a lot of my shows. And then he was so sweet to put links on his page to both my Archer Radio and my blog. So, Carl, thank you, Copper Red. I appreciate that. I think he's got a little crush on Homer. I'm not sure, but... I think he does. Now, actually, he left the comment on the Archer Radio. Oh, yeah, because... Oh, you know what I just realized? My last show was the phone call with Homer. I haven't podcasted since last Thursday. Well, that's when I... since last Thursday. So, man, you guys have probably been thinking like, ooh, where's Archer? Today's Monday. Didn't see one Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But you will get it today. I'm going to upload it in just a little short time. But, Carl wrote on the comments. He's a first-time listener, long-time commenter. Well, okay, a few times. And he said, Homer needs to come back to D.C. because, well, sex is always on offer here, and it's never 109 degrees. Well, it feels like 109 degrees now. Anyway, thank you, Carl, from copperred.livejournal.com. So, if you haven't, you should check out his blog sometime. He writes about all kinds of stuff. And then, of course, we have the comments, listener comments, so I can talk about those. Or you could just go to the website and click on the comments and see that we got two from Robert. And I'm not... Oh, I know who Robert is. Robert is from... he's got his own blog called MrHappySad.com. And I've read him a few times in the past. So thank you, Robert, from MrHappySad.com. Then, of course, we got one from our blogger buddy, Homer. He says, oh my, I do sound like a total dork. No, you don't, Homer. And then Beth, of course, our most loyal straight chick listener. She says, ha ha ha, not sure why I felt like this, but when you were talking to Homer, I felt like it was a Mr. Rogers rerun. Like when he goes on his adventures with Mr. McFeely. It was funny. That was very funny. Thank you, Beth. And then, of course, the comment I just mentioned about from Copper Red. So thank you all for the comments and the emails. Of course, I appreciate them. Today was the Worldwide Developers Conference in Cupertino, California? I'm not sure. But Steve Jobs was the keynote addressee, and literally it's... Right now, it's 2:15 Eastern Standard Time, and it has been reported that Apple will be switching over to Intel processors by 2007. He said as early as next year, some will be done. Now, I follow all the Mac stuff, so, you know, that was interesting. Although it didn't have any kind of video feed or any kind of QuickTime feed, so I couldn't watch it. People were saying that things were going to, that they were going to introduce a 2 gig or a 4 gig iPod Shuffle, that we might see some other things. That really, I think the only thing that I can read here is that Apple's switching over to Intel processors. I don't know what that means. I don't know if things will be changing, you know, in terms of, I don't even know what. So I have to look forward to what's involved with that. Okay, I think that's it. Can't think of anything else to talk about. I had the day off today, so that's why I'm podcasting in the middle of the day. But it's back to work tomorrow. So, until next time, boys and girls. Bye!